So why did you decide to do a George Michael track for the single?
Well, basically, because of the constraints that were forced on me by my ex-record company, I just needed something quick to put out to keep me in the public eye, to put some music out. And I'm really not sure which of my own tunes to go with first. So I thought I'd put Freedom out as a statement. And I don't think it's going to be on the album. It is just a definite statement track. I'm here, remember me. Do you know what I mean? And the lyrics to the song fit everything that I've been through. Do you know what I mean? I was every little hungry schoolgirl's pride and joy. And I guess it was enough for me. We won the race, got out. What was the one? Boy, we sure had some fun, boy. What a kick, just my buddies and me. Do you know what I mean? All the lyrics just suit me and fit me down to the ground. And also, hats off to George Michael. He is probably one of the only people of my generation that knows exactly what I've been through. In fact, he had a worse time than me. He had it for 5 years, I had it for like 12 months. So it's hats off to him. He's a brilliant songwriter. He's a brilliant artist. And thanks, George. The track.
What do you prefer to be called these days?
Well, I used to have a big hang-up about being called Robbie because the name Robbie was actually chosen for me by my ex-manager because it sounded cute when I was 16. And I've always resented the fact that I was called Robbie. But now I actually quite like it. Do you know what I mean? That's what people know me as. That's who I am. And I actually quite like it now. I've got over the fact of resenting it. But I'm Bob. Big bloke. Mates call me Big Bloke. Bob, Rob, Robbie, Robert. Choice expletives that people use as well.
Have you changed a lot since leaving Take That, do you think?
Definitely. Well, for a start off of 12 months down the line, I'm quite a lot older now. And I think the learning curve that I've gone through over the last 12 months and the last 7 years as a whole, I'm glad that I've had, with the record company and all that stuff going to go, I'm glad I had that bad time so young, so I know what it feels like. Do you know what I mean? Because I mean, there's times when I thought I couldn't go any lower. So I know what lows are now, and I certainly know what highs are. So I'm just glad that I've had the experience of the two learning curves. Say that again. It's just been a huge learning curve. I think I'm a lot more mature now. Oh, you have to be going through something like that, I suppose. I know they're going to ask me a lot about Take That, and they do want to know what a bad time I had and all that. I actually had a brilliant time. Do you know what I mean? It's just that when you have a hard time, the thing that happens as soon as you leave something is you remember the hard times, remember the difficult times. But 95% of the time, when you think about it, it was brilliant and it was a laugh. And we were five mates together, if you like. You know, so many moaning that I've done it probably out of bitterness and also to vent out my frustrations. Do you know what I mean? It's like I look back at it now and it's, that was nice when we did that. Or that was great when we did that.
Because people haven't seen you for a year, they think you've spent the whole year going to parties because that's all they've seen in the newspapers.
Yeah, so that's a fun. Really got myself a huge reputation for doing all that sort of stuff. I think with me, because I am perfect tabloid material. Wherever I go, I'm going to be photographed. Wherever I go out, I'm going to have my picture taken. Here's another non-exclusive. Young lad likes to go out. Young lad has a drink. Do you know what I mean? Oh, 22. Likes a drink. What every 22-year-old does. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate for me, unfortunate for the tabloids. Everywhere I go out, get my picture taken.
And have you spent a lot of time writing songs in the last year?
Not as much as I would have liked. so I don't know whether I'm Arthur or Martha most days. I don't know if I'm coming or going. And there's been so much on with involving work and signing deals and doing record stuff that I haven't had as much time as I would have liked to go into studios and write. I'm working and writing a lot, though, with my best friend, Anthony. And we've struck up a really great partnership. We just clicked. First day we met each other and clicked the first day in the studio. And me and Anthony just having a really good time. Right? And Anthony's the guy that got on stage with Elastica at Glastonbury naked. Jumped up and down. That's him. He would be my mate, wouldn't he?
So, have you missed the fans?
Yeah. It's just like, you know when you're in a boy band, right?
Oh yeah, I know.
You know, it's like, intake that, you start becoming complacent and you start becoming blasé about the whole phenomena surrounding it and the adulation. And there's somebody else screaming at me, oh, hello, and it doesn't go in. When you don't have it, it's like, you're at such a high with the adulation that you sure know when it's gone. It's like that old saying, you don't know what you've got until it leaves or goes. And yes, I have missed the fans. What I've learned is they've got a lot of love for me. And I know now that it's real. Do you know what I mean? I know that their love for me is real, and it's, I mean, I don't want to sound cliched or pop starry when I say this. I have missed them. I can't wait to get back to them.
Did the kind of letters and support you get from fans help?
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely. I've received loads of letters to my management office, to my house. Everybody's saying, can't wait to have you back. I hope everything's going fine. And it has helped me through an awful lot.